Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Katie Frederick, and I would like to welcome folks to the Uber and Lyft workshop. Your program says we were supposed to have Lynn Powers, and she is on her way, but they got delayed. So,
she took a wrong turn.
I will be your facilitator for this workshop, so this is going to be very, very informal. So, I want to first ask. Let's just see who's here. So, who do we have in the room?
Joe Max.
Okay.
Right. Joe Max.
Okay, I'll go and help. We have a question at that.
Thank you.
Penny Carey.
Hold on, please. Where are you first?
Ray Campbell, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks.
Kiara Campbell, Chicago, Illinois.
Joe. Say your name again, please, Joe.
Oh, Joe Max, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Penny?
Penny Carey, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Erwin Hott, Columbus.
Annie Davis, Cincinnati.
Barbara Luznevsky, Cincinnati, Ohio.
She can't even say her last name. Vicky Pran, Columbus.
Kelsey Nikolai, Cleveland.
Deanna Austin, Indianapolis.
John Jarzina, Detroit.
That's also known as Michigan.
Michigan. Yes.
Vivian,
Mike Prosciutto, Medina. That's it. And Chris Schumacher, Cotton
Double. Yes. Well, great. So my next question, by a clap of hands, how many have heard of Uber and Lyft?
Yeah. Love them.
All right. How many use Uber and Lyft on a weekly basis? Okay. How many are scared of Uber and Lyft? All right.
We got
so it sounds like we have a broad audience. That's good. That's good. No, I'm not mean. I'm just using a term. Don't mean anything. So Uber and Lyft are apps that one can download onto their smartphone. There are apps for both those who use iPhones and those who use Android devices. And for to download the apps are free from the App Store of your phone. So if you have an iPhone, you would go to the Apple App Store and download your the app there. Or if you have an Android device, you would go to the Google Play Store to download the app. So once you get the app on your device, then you walk through setting up an account. And this is where you put in your information and you can set up a payment profile so that when you take rides, the appropriate payment can be charged, because Lyft and Uber do not take cash or check payment. Payment is made electronically. So you, the rider, do not have to carry cash, which is nice, because I know for me, I don't carry cash. So I really like that feature. It's very transparent, and the driver doesn't have to worry about carrying cash or change either, which is good for them too, because they don't want to have to worry about that. So when you, once you have your app downloaded and the profile portion set up, again, you put in your name and your address, and you can set a favorite location. So for mine, for example, I have my home set, as well as my current work address set as favorites. So those, when I schedule a trip, those are the first, you know, because they're my favorites, those are the first two places that pop up when I say I want to go somewhere or leave from somewhere. Once you have your information entered, when you open the app, it will ask you where you wish to go, and it uses GPS to determine your current location. So let me see if I can do this. No, Well, we don't need to hear my messages. We don't need to. All right, let me. Open lift. See if I can get it to see.
I can do that.
All right, let me slow my speech down.
Hello, I'm
volume up. Yes.
Invite friends to lift the button.
So I can invite my friends to lift.
She don't have a button. Pickup 7000 Calamari Drive button.
That's all we have. Pickup 7000 Calamari Drive. And believe it or not, I think that's where I am. I'm not sure anymore because it's been a heck of a day. But last time I checked, that's where I was. So it is saying that we are here at Kalahari, and then we could choose to go somewhere else. So
ride mode, lift the button.
So ride mode just says, you know, lift. There are different options, but I usually go with lift. There's like lift XL, or I forget what the name of it is for lift, but black or something. They have different options, which also cost more money.
Premium.
So, yes, premium and some other things. So I'm cheap and I go with the cheap option.
And that depends on where you're at.
Yes, different cities have different choices as well.
Doesn't that also have something to do with the size of the vehicle?
Yes, they do have Lyft XL or something extra large, which will send like a van, or you know, if you call and say, like for example, when I've he's taking the mic away.
Put in a stand up.
He's giving me a stand. All right. Thank you.
Take a stand, Katie.
I'm taking a seat, actually, right now, and it feels very good. I've been standing at registration for the past hour, so I'm having a nice seat. So, all right. So we have the, you know, it shows us where we are. Let's see what is next. So you confirm the pickup, which it's saying, you know, because we're not at the main entrance of the building. It really does, because I know when I've been in different buildings, it really does on the drivers see a visual map, and even people who can see, there is a map on the screen of your phone that really it puts a pin where you are, and it really a dot on the map, and so it really tries to get as accurate as it can, and it's pretty remarkable, really, how close it can get, and it's also remarkable sometimes how wrong it can be. But for the most part, it's close.
Confirm the up button. Confirm the up button.
I'm tangled in the cord. All right, so let's say we're gonna take a trip. I've been on a trip, but let's say we're going to take a trip. Okay, all right, so.
Confirm pickup.
There you go.
Set destination button.
Set destination, so if we double tap this button, we can then search for a place that we might want to go.
Set destination button. Drop off location, text field, is editing, address, place name, insertion point at start.
And so this is where you would type in the address or a place of somewhere that you wish to go. And it will then search, you then search and it will find results and you can double tap the place where you want to go. And then you tap
add from calendar.
Yes. You can add things from your calendar, which I do not do.
At work, three turns, edit shortcut button. Actions, at work shortcut button, 6-0 mortgages, John Link up to you.
So there are different different places that I've been, John, the airport and places that I've been. So once I type in a destination, I'm then presented with the request lift screen. And on that screen, I can choose the payment method by which I wish to pay. So I have mine set up to use Apple Pay on my iPhone. So I just put my little finger to my home button and use the Touch ID feature. And that's my payment for the ride. I like using Lyft personally because I can tip the driver, and you know, some drivers really get good tips from me and some not so much. So that's one of the reasons that I like using Lyft.
You can do tip with Uber.
You can tip with Uber. I found it a bit more difficult with VoiceOver to do that, but it is possible. I just find Lyft, from a VoiceOver user's perspective, a little bit easier to work with.
Okay.
Katie, can you type in for a destination, can you type in something like pizza?
Well, let's see. It will probably give us restaurants that are near pizza, but let's see what we can do.
I-C-C-A. Search. Pizza Brothers, Columbus Avenue, Sandusky. Oh, United States, Columbus Avenue, Sandusky.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Pizza Brothers, Columbus Avenue, Sandusky. Oh, United States, Columbus Avenue, Sandusky.
Let me just double tap this and we'll see, because it'll also tell us we can get a price estimate. So let's see how much it would cost to go there.
Select. Menu button. Cancel configuration button.
So that's where you would cancel if you decide, no, I don't want to do this.
Ride mode, Lyft, 4 seats, price, $8.16 button.
So you heard it say ride mode, Lyft, which is again the basic model. It's about $8.16, which to me means it's probably maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles away. The Lyft and... he turned me up again.
I'm trying to make you don't have to hear that.
Okay. Lyft and Uber have a minimum... Can you turn me down? I'm getting echo. Lyft and Uber have minimum fares, so feedback. I think it's like a $5 minimum fare is what they charge, even if it's just a mile away.
Yeah.
So... let's see what else is on the screen.
Price, $8, profile, personal button.
So that's personal, that's the payment profile that you can choose. So you have personal or business, or you can choose to use your PayPal account, whatever method you choose.
Payment pickup, 7000 Colorado Drive.
And again, it's just kind of reviewing your details.
Destination, Pizza Brothers. Add stop button.
Yes, with Lyft, you can also add a stop. So I've used this feature. Let's say you're going to Pizza Brothers and you decide, you know, I need to get some cash. Maybe Pizza Brothers doesn't accept credit cards, or I just feel like paying with cash for my dinner. So you could add a stop and say, you know, let's go to Huntington Bank, for example, along the way. And they would take you to the bank and then get you to your final destination. And again, that's that request Lyft. If I were to double tap that button, a driver would be summoned. So I'm not going to do that. Because as much as I would like to escape to Pizza Brothers, I should probably stay here. So I will cancel this and go back to the main menu.
That's best to pick up.
If she does that, then I got to take over and you're all in trouble.
All right, so that is a brief overview of how you would set up a trip with Lyft. Before I continue, do we have any questions from the audience that haven't been shouted out already? And please, if you have a question, you can raise your hand. We do have a sighted person who can walk a mic.
No?
Some mics.
Okay.
Are you going to talk about, Katie, about when you actually are waiting for that ride? How do you know when they got there?
Good question. So the question was, if you've actually booked a ride, how do you know when the driver is there? So what the Lyft app will do is it will say, your driver, Chris, will arrive in 6 minutes. And so then you can begin. It is
pretty accurate.
Apologies. So you can then begin to collect your things and get ready. What I do is I go out, you know, go outside to an area where, you know, the main entrance of my building, for example, or somewhere where I know that I can be seen. I travel with a guide dog. I personally do not let the drivers know ahead of time that I am with my guide dog. Some of my friends do. They choose to call the driver because they've had drivers who have said, well, I don't want your dog, I'm not going to take this trip, and they'll cancel and send them out another driver. I personally just think I shouldn't have to tell the driver that I have a dog, and so I, you know, choose not to do that. Thank you. So What I, so when you request a ride, it will say it's on its way. Something else I also do is, again, because I use a guide dog, but this might help anyone, is once I request that ride and I learn that my driver is on the way, with an iPhone, if you turn off VoiceOver by triple tapping your home button, if you press the home button and the screen lock button or the power button on your iPhone, the home button and the power button together with VoiceOver off, it will take a picture of your screen. And you might think, well, why would I want a picture of my screen? But if you have a complaint with that driver, you can then use that screenshot and say, look, this driver, Chris here, didn't want to take me with my guide dog, or whatever the issue may be. Another thing with Lyft is you can rate your driver. So let's say that Chris did take me with my dog, and he was just great, and you know, really went above and beyond. We had a good conversation, and he played awesome 80s music, and I really enjoyed the ride.
that was David.
I would be happy to rate that driver 5 stars. However, I have had drivers where I can just tell they don't want me in the car with the dog. When I've had to mention the ADA and, you know, had some issues with drivers, I will rate them. If you rate a driver after your ride is complete, you're given the chance to rate them and say, how did they do? If you give them a rating of 3 stars or lower, you will not be matched with them again with Lyft. And I have had to do that, unfortunately, with a couple of drivers because they just didn't fit the bill for me. So,
do they ask you for an explanation at any point, or?
They do not. You do have the option to leave comments with your rating. So if the driver, for example, I had one that I just, you know, when I got in, he's, no dog. Yep, you're taking me and my dog, sir. We're going. And so we, you know, got in. I mentioned the ADA. I said, you know, this is a law, and you do need to take us. And he reluctantly, very reluctantly took us, but was not pleased about it. And so when I rated him 2 stars, I said, you know, this driver did not want to transport me and my dog. And Lyft, especially now, given that there have been some lawsuits and some things filed with Lyft and Uber, respectively, they are taking this guide dog issue particularly seriously, and any issue, but the guide dog issue is something that they are, you know, aware of. So I, you know, again, for the drivers, and even when they do well, I sometimes say, you know, hey, great music, or it was a really good conversation, or something like that, too. I know they like to see the comments as well. Any more questions? Chris has a comment, yes?
Well, she was making fun of Chris, the Uber driver or Lyft driver, because I've actually done both. So my comment as a Lyft/Uber driver, which I don't do anymore, but I did, I've had times where people were in the back of the house, so when they dropped the pin, it came up on the street behind them. Mm-hmm. So if possible, try to get close to the front of the building where you'll be coming out of. And it doesn't hurt, you can send a text or a call and say, hey, listen, I'm visually impaired, you might need to honk your horn or some method to make sure that it's done.
I do that as well. If I wait for the driver can call or text you as well, and you don't, they don't see each other's phone numbers. So it just says, you know, call Katie, and it rings on my phone. He doesn't see my number, I don't see his direct number. So they have called me, usually it's to say they can't find me, and I say, look for the person with the guide dog, I can't see you. So, you know, a lot of times they just don't understand, or they'll say, I'm right here, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not getting in a car, I don't know who you are, so unless you roll down your window and talk to me, we're not having a ride. So those are just some ways that I handle it, and in regards to interacting with the drivers.
I have a comment on that, too. One of the other things that I do too, in this issue of identification, is important. So one of the things that I do is that I'll go up to them. I won't say, is this a ride for Ray? I won't do that because they could say, well, yes, and you know, way in the room. I say, who are you here for? And then I make him say my name. And then I know, okay, he's got my name. And you know, are you, first I say, are you Uber or are you Lyft? And then I say, who are you here for? And they do that. But those, generally for me, at in front of my house, I don't usually text them and tell them, you know, right. that. But it's like public places, yes. like if you're at a store, like a big shopping center, it's good to, I think it's good anyway, to let them know that, you know, hey, they're going to need to look for you. And you know, it's really good. I just want to say, for those of you that maybe are a little scared of these things, these services, I know for me, and that this has been life-changing. It's the closest thing I've ever had to have my own car. It really is. And I would say for those of you that may be a little scared, maybe go with somebody the first couple times and see how it works. You know, if you go with somebody that has the app, see how they do it. If you, you know, the first time you do it, if you, you want to have somebody go with you, just to make sure that everything goes well. And so, I mean, Karen was scared of it for a while, too, but, you know, finally started doing it. And wouldn't go back, I don't think. There you go.
Oh, Karen, what's the name?
Ray is absolutely right. I mean, he started using it before I did, but I was scared of it for a long time. But all services, these drivers are background checked. So that's one piece of it. But when I started using it, I think I took my first trip with Ray, but what really sealed it for me was one time, January of last year of 16, I had an appointment that I had to leave work for, so I took some personal time because I thought it was going to be a long time. It wasn't, and I took paratransit to get over there. But I didn't book a return trip because I just figured I'd take, in this case, Uber out of there because that's the one I had at the time. And I got through much sooner than I thought, called work and asked if they needed help, needed me to come back. They said, yeah. So I was able to book that trip and come back to work and help them out. And it just gives you control of the situation. You can book you go somewhere, you book the return on your terms when you're ready. You're not working on anybody else's schedule.
It allows us to be spontaneous.
Exactly. It allows us to be spontaneous.
Yes.
So it's really opened things up for me.
So that's Lyft, and you know, with Uber, so Lyft is a little bit smaller company in terms of its size and scope. So Lyft is in, you know, major cities in the United States, and Uber is a company that's more worldwide. So it has a broader reach. It's a bigger company, but the basic premise of the app is the same. I again personally like to have both on my phone. I have found that, as I mentioned, having a guide dog. In the beginning, I had some more negative experiences with Uber drivers than Lyft in regards to my service animal. But now, you know, again, knock on wood, it's been a while, and things have been going well. So it just depends. You know, again, we always have to educate and advocate. So that's something that you may have to do from time to time. I also do find that sometimes one app can be a little bit more, can be a couple dollars either more expensive or cheaper. So I think it's good to have options, and I'm, you know, happy that Columbus has both services, and I use them both. Sometimes they both offer me discounts, which is extra sweet, and I definitely take advantage of those promotions. So
Annie has a question.
Comment.
Yes.
There is also, for those who are interested in delivery besides pizza, there's Uber Eats. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, have you Uber Eats. It? Another downfall to my checking account.
It's great.
See, I don't like to cook that much, and so when people offer to bring food to my door, I get really excited about that. Yes, so thank you. Uber Eats is an app that you use to order food from certain restaurants, and the nice thing about it is it's not just pizza. It is, you know, there are pizza places, of course, but there are Chinese and there's...
Can't order beer.
No beer.
That's what I think it's
but you can order from some unique places that, you know, I've ordered from a barbecue place in Columbus that I didn't really know about and found it to be very tasty. So it's a good way to try out things. And again, you, as with some of the other services that are out there for such delivery things, you can rate your driver and tip them accordingly or not. And it's just another good tool to have in one's toolkit, in my opinion, because I know that sometimes, especially for some of us, you know, getting out in the winter just it's not fun. And so, I mean, and again, the nice thing about these apps is, yes, they're accessible to us with voiceover or with low vision devices, but also our friends and family use them. I mean, we went to D.C. this year, and my dad took Uber with us, and he loved it. You know, he didn't have to worry about driving in traffic and dealing with traffic, and he just got to sit back and enjoy the ride. And so, you know, it's good to keep, you know, people use them for, you know, going out with friends or something if they want to have a drink or something and not have to worry about driving. It's just another way that again, as Ray said, we can be social and spontaneous as well with our friends.
This is Karen.
Yes.
With respect to Uber Eats, be careful because obviously, depending on the place, if you get an order screwed up, it can be not easy to fix. Especially if the restaurant in question doesn't bother to answer their phone.
Okay.
I've had that experience,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Not nice.
No, that is an issue, and because I think some of these restaurants...
But that could happen with delivery, too.
It could. It's my understanding, though, that I don't know how this works. I'm assuming the restaurants somehow contract with Uber to provide this. I don't
there's
know.
There's a fee for it that the restaurant is charged. I know that. I
okay.
don't know much about it.
Yeah.
This is Ray, and so one thing I was just going to tell people, if you're going to use Uber or Lyft from your airport that you normally use when you fly places and stuff, make sure that you know kind of where you're at when you're meeting the sys takes you for the pickup, because what will happen at airports is in Midway or in the O'Hare, for example. Well, this happened in Omaha when we went to the Midwest Leadership Conference. A lot of times at airports they have specific zones for the rideshare, and what happened in Omaha is all of a sudden it's an extra thing that pops up in your app, and it's accessible, but it says it all of a sudden it's a door one, door two, door three. And then you have to just ask, so make sure your meet and assist stays with you until you get your ride, because you may have to have them tell you where you're at. The other thing to be careful about at airports is that they may have, and you want to make sure you're in that specific zone, because if you're not, they can get fined. I know in Chicago they can't. There's a blue and white sign that you have to be by. And if you're not, if they pick you up somewhere else, they can get fined. It's stupid. It's taxi lobby business, but that's you can use them from the airport. Just make sure you're aware of where you're at, because especially if you're in a big airport with multiple terminals and stuff.
Yes, that's a very good point, because when I flew to St. Louis to attend the Illinois Council of the Blind conference a couple weeks ago, I walked out with a passenger from my plane because I didn't particularly feel like waiting for meet and assist at that point. So I followed another passenger to baggage claim, and we went outside and asked a security guard where we needed to be. And it turns out that had I not asked, I would have chosen the wrong pickup point on the app, and I would have been waiting longer than I even had to already for my Uber to find me. So that is very important to note. It's also a good idea, you know, to open the app and you know, make sure that it will work. Like I said, Uber and Lyft are available in most larger cities. Some of the smaller, you know, I was I'm pleasantly surprised at how much they are both expanding throughout Ohio. You know, they're not, you know, they certainly are great for, you know, trips that you want to use, you know, occasionally be spontaneous or need a driver or something for in a kind of a pinch. And, you know, there are still benefits to using the bus and paratransit and things, other transportation options. But again, I think the more tools that we can have as travelers, the better we can be and the more prepared we can be.
The bane of our existence is transportation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is probably a foolish question since you've been talking all this time about apps, etc. I was talking to someone earlier, and I think there's been another time somebody has asked me this question, so I'm just going to toss it out here. It is required that you download an app to a smartphone, correct?
No. Yes. Well, okay.
I know where you're about to go here.
To use Uber and Lyft the way I'm describing, yes. There is a way to use a service called...
I don't remember, but I know there is one.
Go Grandparents.
Yeah.
And I would like John Drazena, please, if he could, because he's used it. That's why I'm picking on you, John. Just to talk about it, because you did tell me that you set that up, so I'm curious to hear a little bit about your experience, if you don't mind sharing, please.
Okay. For the Go Grandparent system, you call the 800 number. It's a toll-free number. And you register your phone. It can be the regular cell phone number. My cell phone number is registered with them. So when I call them, they have my cell phone. They know who I am. You have to give them your name and everything. You have to set up the payment through either your checking account, credit card, debit card, whatever. You have to set up an account. And when you call them, you have to tell them where you want to be picked up and where you want to go to. And it's just like Uber or Lyft because they use Uber or Lyft as their drivers. Whatever is available, they send to pick you up.
So you could do that without having to use an app?
That's correct. You just have it's a toll-free call. It's a 855 number. So
then when you call, they just know that, oh, John's calling from his cell phone. He must want to use his PayPal account or whatever to pay for the
That's trip. Correct. Okay. Yes. And then they just want to know where. I used it actually when I went to Omaha to be picked up at the airport and taken to the hotel. And they called me back and said, we'll be picking you up in 3 minutes. So, the waiting assist person was with me and waited with me at the airport until they picked me up there in Omaha. But the problem is, the only problem is one of this. The system does not start running until 5 o'clock Pacific time, 5 a.m. Pacific time.
Oh.
I'm not sure of the time that it runs until, but I have the literature with me back in my room. They do send you a whole pamphlet and even a card, but it's obviously in print. It's not in Braille or anything. But it's an easy number to remember because it's 855-GO-GO-USA, which is 464-6872.
All right. 464-6872.
And it's an 855, which is toll free.
It's very cool. Thank you.
And it,
yes. Yes. Well, and I knew where you were going with it, I think, and so that's why
I don't mean to monopolize, but a couple things. Just one thing that, you know, and Katie, you didn't mention it, and that's fine. There is a way on Uber and Lyft that you can schedule a ride in advance if you want to. Now, they're so quick, it's a service I don't use very often.
I have used it on Uber. I don't. We don't have it in Lyft in the Columbus area anymore. We did, but it's gone now. I heard it broke or something, or they took it away. I don't know.
Well, and that's a good point, because yeah. One of the things you'll find is there are different things available based on where you're at. So, for example, in Chicago, we have UberX, UberXL, and all the different options. And we, you get down to Springfield, and they only have the UberX, which is that's the basic Uber services, basically. The other thing I'd mention, if you want to save a little bit of money, if you're going, especially, I use this if I'm going a long distance, at least with Uber, I never tried it with Lyft, but I've done it with Uber, is Uber Pool. Now, what Uber Pool is that is a service that they will pick somebody up, they may pick somebody up on the way that's going in the same general direction that you are and drop them off. The nice thing about that, it does save you a little bit of money.
It does. That can be a significant... I've taken Uber Pool in Washington, D.C. It is not available in any Ohio cities that I'm aware of. It's not even in Columbus, which is kind of surprising, but it really can save you some money. And again, when I've taken it, even though it says Uber Pool, it may pick up people and it tells you that, I have yet to see it do that. I know it can and does, but I have not been on one where that's happened.
The other thing too is that about these services, I think one of the best things about both of these services is that no matter where you go, you get your ride the same way. It's not like, oh my God, what's the cab number? Oh, I gotta find somebody to call me a cab or whatever. You just pull up your app, you get it the same way that you always, whether in Chicago or Columbus or Cleveland or Des Moines or wherever you're at, you do get it the same way, and that's a really really cool thing about it.
The scheduling in advance feature, I have used that when I, you may have heard me talk about traveling, I seem to not stay home much, so I use the schedule in advance feature if I want to, say, book a trip to the airport, or I know that I have an appointment that is coming soon that I want to make sure I get to in a more timely manner than just randomly saying, oh, it's about half an hour or an hour before, I suppose I should schedule my Uber. I prefer to maybe set that up the night before. So that is a very handy feature that you can use as well. The payment issue, it's really no different than giving your credit card info to Amazon or any of the other apps or people or things that where you give your credit card. Well, so if people are concerned about security, it's
all and the driver never sees the credit card.
No one sees. It's all handled.
Well,
electronically.
And the nice thing about that is sorry, Chris.
I was resting. You got to work.
We need to get Katie, we need to get Kelsey out here is what we need to do. our mic runner. No, the other thing I was going to say about, because of the fact it's cashless, a lot of times, especially, and this is true when you're like in the inner city and major cities, Uber and Lyft will go to neighborhoods that cab drivers that are carrying cash may not want to go to. Because, they rob them, so what? They're not taking cash, So it's all very... But again, because it's secured, if somebody steals a guy's cell phone, they're not going to get your credit card number.
Right.
It's all
handled online
securely. As I said before, these services have been life-changing. It's just, now we can say, oh my God, my, something broke or I need to get a part for my computer. Okay, I'll just jump on an Uber and head down to Best Buy and take care of that. It's nice to be able to do that. In fact, we don't use paratransit for grocery shopping anymore. We just use Uber or Lyft to do that.
The drivers, paratransit, we could say what we want about paratransit, but, the Uber and the drivers, they're there to help. They're not there to they can help you a bit more. They have that flexibility to do that.
Yeah, and some say, some people will say, some will say gee, it costs more for Uber or Lyft than paratransit. And my response sometimes is, I know everybody's got, there are people who have financial concerns, but the other question I ask them is, how much is your time worth?
Absolutely.
Do you want to be sitting around, waiting around for a half hour, 45 minutes for a paratransit, or do you just want to jump in an Uber or a Lyft and get where you need to go? And with the Go-Go grandparent, at least now people who do not have smartphones can actually use one of these services, which is good.
What's that number?
855-464-6872.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's a really good option.
In terms of the pricing, it's really not, like I said, I think about, if you go 1 mile, it'll cost, maybe $5.
Yeah.
But again, that's, you're paying for, it's that driver's, time and things to get you, and it can be, very reasonable, and especially in a pinch if you...
Well, the other thing, too, is that most of the people that drive for Uber and Lyft, I don't know what the situation is in, Columbus or the Ohio cities, but generally speaking, I find this is not their full-time job. So you can get some really interesting conversations with people about, the work that they do, or sometimes it's students that are trying to make a little extra money, or it's people that are just... I had a guy, he was driving around doing his errands on his day off, and he had his app on, and my ride came up for him. So, and the drivers, from the driver's perspective, a couple things. They really are their own boss, so they decide when they want to work. And I know with Uber, I don't know about with Lyft, but with Uber, I can tell you that talking to a driver, a couple drivers, they are getting reminded about service animal stuff now.
Mm-hmm. They are.
And so that's good.
So they are taking that very seriously. I think, again, this will be an issue that, we face it in cabs.
It is with cabs
too,
for years.
It's there. And we all know that. But, again, just to have these transportation options available to us. I have the Uber app open. If folks would like, I can kind of run through the interface if we want, or unless we have other questions.
8 minutes, Katie. I also want to say, when I was signing up as a driver for either service, there was something there that said you do have to accept service animals.
Excellent. Good to know.
In 8 minutes.
You have to agree to that.
Yes. So let's just take a quick look here at the Uber app, and you'll see it's very similar to Lyft. I said Uber, actually.
Where to button.
So again, you have a where to. So Uber is kind of already, it has your pickup location set. So if you tap, Kenzo, lie down. Thank you. My guide dog thinks it's time to go or something. If you, he must have heard me open Uber and think we're going somewhere. So. If you tap on the where to button.
Location serve button. Destination serve pickup location current location button. Destination search field is editing where to insertion point to start.
So again, you have a, where do you want to go? So if we, let's just type in pizza in here for the sake of demonstration purposes and see what happens.
Cap P. O. I. Shift Z. X.
No.
A.
This is live demonstration.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say that. All right.
Search. Pizza House, 620 Church Street, Cameo Pizza, 7001 Milan Road, Sandusky, Ohio 44870, United States.
This is the other thing.
Cameo Pizza, 7001 Milan Road, Danny Boys, 6007 Milan Road, Sandusky, Fazoli's, 5018 Milan Road, Sandusky.
Fazoli's, yummy. Good food. All right.
Rapid Fire Pizza, 4305 Pizza.
Rapid Fire Pizza.
Okay. Well, I don't see our friend Pizza Brothers on here, which is what I was searching for, so that's kind of interesting. I don't know why. And Lyft, at the time when I demoed it, only brought up that one option, so... two, okay. But anyway, so we have some different options here, and again, we could double tap one of them and choose Rapid fire pizza.
Yeah, give it a shot in the dark.
I wonder why it's not available. I wonder if maybe there aren't enough drivers here sometimes, and maybe Uber, you know, because Sandusky is a rather small city, it's possible that maybe there just aren't drivers in the area, or I don't know.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Destination, carry back button. Economy, page 1 and 2. Selected. UberX, $6.45.
Okay, so that's UberX again, which is the economy fare. And again, you have different options, Uber Black Car or Select, or, you know, so if you wanted to go out and be kind of fancy or have a nice night or something, you could order up a more fancy car to take you where you want to go. And again, then you just would request your Uber, and it would tell you that your Uber driver is on its way. Maybe you can go from there.
Katie, do you want to say something about surges?
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you. So surge pricing is something that I haven't seen it in a long time, but it can occur. And a surge is when the supply and demand collide. So there are more people wanting transportation than there are drivers available. So
we see it when there's like big events in Chicago.
Yeah. So in Columbus, perhaps it would happen on an Ohio State game day.
Yep.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Especially if you're going to that part of the city, which I try to avoid at all costs.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a pickup location, not destination.
Well, okay. Yes. Yeah. So it just depends. But it'll say surge pricing is in effect, and what that means is your ride could cost 2 to 3 times or more what it would normally cost. But it tells you, so you could say, no, I don't want this right now. Let me know when surge pricing ends. And then you'll get a nice little notification on your phone telling you that the surge has ended and fares are returning to a more normal level.
We saw it in Washington, D.C. for mid-year.
In D.C. for mid-year.
Coming back to the hotel.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, so again, it just depends when, you know, you don't know when it will
And Lyft has a similar thing, isn't it called Prime Time?
Yes,
Prime Time for Lyft, but it's a similar feature. So those are just some things to be aware of that could impact your ride. You may or may not, you know, maybe you need to be somewhere, so you cry a little bit and say, okay, guess I'm paying a little extra. So, but again, as we've said, just you know, transportation is something that we all face and deal with and try to work out, and it's just, you know, I mean, we can complain about transportation, but it's also I feel very lucky that I'm able to use services like Lyft and Uber to help me lead my life and help me get where I want to go and need to go. So
is it available in like London, Paris, Rome?
So Uber, asking if it's available abroad. Uber is more than Lyft because Uber is more global. So if you are traveling abroad, you could open up Uber, and you might want to make sure that your credit card does not charge foreign transaction fees before you use it overseas. But you should then be able to book an Uber. And as Ray was saying earlier, if you do travel outside of your home city, it's nice to be able to open up your app and say, you know, Uber, take me to Charles de Gaulle Airport in France, and not have to worry about, you know, getting a cab or, you know, just having that consistent interface.
One other quickie thing, if you use the Alexa Echo, I'm glad I wasn't on mic because I would have probably set off, I don't know how many. If you use the Echo, the Amazon Echo, you can add a skill to that that will summon Uber for you through that. Now, the only drawback there, you can't put your destination
right
in there.
Yeah.
But you can do that. That is an option. The other thing we found, too, is, you know, if you're concerned about this kind of thing, so you're in a large place, like a train station or something, the drivers will work with you because
Chicago Union Station, if any of you have ever traveled through, there's a huge place. And there's all kinds of entrances and stuff like that. Sometimes the drivers can't find you. And that's what's nice about it. They can call you, too. And then you can say, okay, well, I'm here, and we had a situation where we were coming back from the ICB convention. We were on one side of the street, he was on the other. He came over, and he helped us across the street, and then got us to where. Now, the one thing you will find in larger cities, but you do it with cabs too, is sometimes a little language barrier issue, and that can sometimes be a...
final story, and then we need to close, but I was actually, I took a, I don't know, Lyft or Uber, one or the other, I went to work one day, and it was really, pouring down rain or something, and so I said, I'm not taking the bus. So I took Uber, got in, the driver found me, and, got in with my dog, and I heard his phone, because they have the GPS on, and they sometimes have the voice feature turned on. I heard this phone chattering away in Chinese. And I thought, okay, this is interesting. But, I got where I wanted to go and needed to go. And so we didn't, the driver and I, he knew some English and we talked a little bit. But it's very interesting to hear GPS in Chinese.
It is.
Yes. But thank you. We need to wrap up. But thank you, everyone, for coming. If you have specific questions, feel free to talk to me or any others of us who have shared stories. And thank you again for coming, and enjoy the rest of the day.